From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. More information in the murder case against Florida Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman. Public documents quote witnesses saying that Zimmerman fatally shot Trayvon Martin while Martin was on top of him. NPR's Greg Allen says another report pertains to Zimmerman's 911 call.
There's been a lot of discussion about who was yelling for help on this one 911 call. According to Christopher Serino, the Sanford police investigator, he firmly believes that it was not Trayvon Martin calling for help. It was George Zimmerman.
NPR's Greg Allen. Zimmerman says he killed Trayvon Martin in self-defense. Prosecutors say he chased down Martin after being told to stay with his vehicle. Georgetown University is feuding with the Archdiocese of Washington over its invitation to have Kathleen Sebelius give a commencement address this weekend. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, conservatives call the views of the Secretary of Health and Human Services antithetical to Catholic teaching.
Sebelius is Catholic and the architect of the Obama administration's requirement that Catholic universities and hospitals offer birth control coverage. Patrick Riley, president of the conservative Cardinal Newman Society, says Georgetown University is wrong to invite her because it's supposed to convey the values and teachings of the church.
The issue is the mission of a Catholic college or university and whether a college or university should be honoring individuals who are contrary to that mission. It goes much deeper than simple politics.
Georgetown University says Sebelius will speak, which does not mean it endorses her position, just the free flow of ideas. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
The European Central Bank is cutting off liquidity to four Greek banks. John Siropoulos reports that the cash crunch is being exacerbated by steady withdrawals from private bank accounts.
Greek banks face enormous pressure on their cash reserves. Greeks have been pulling their money out faster than ever as incomes have fallen. The country's president revealed that 700 million euros were withdrawn on Monday alone. The banks are still waiting to be refinanced after agreeing to write off most of the value of the government bonds they held. $25 billion they need have yet to be handed out by authorities in Athens. Their only source of borrowing now is the Greek Central Bank, which could demand as much as $2 of collateral for every dollar it lends them. A credit crunch has already deprived businesses of funds. It is now feared that a cash crunch could lead to a bank run. For NPR News, I'm John Saropoulos in Athens.
Facebook has priced its initial stock offering at $38 per share, raising at least $16 billion. Early investors stand to make up to $18.4 million if demand for shares continues. Facebook stock begins trading on the NASDAQ tomorrow. A losing streak continues on Wall Street. The Dow lost 156 points. Asian shares are lower. Tokyo and Hong Kong's indexes are down 2%. This is NPR News. A group of Mitt Romney backers is no longer considering a $10 million ad campaign focusing on President Obama's ties to his controversial former pastor Jeremiah Wright. A conservative super PAC dropped the idea after New York Times article on the subject. Romney renounced the ad plan as being the wrong course for a candidate or a campaign. He says he wants his campaign to be about jobs and the economy. Two public interest groups are accusing Louisiana environmental officials of not doing their job. As WRKF's Tegan Wendland reports, the Environmental Integrity Project and the Louisiana Bucket Brigade are asking the Environmental Protection Agency to step in.
The group sent the letter after four recent spills and chemical releases in southern Louisiana led to the hospitalization of several workers. Director of the Louisiana Bucket Brigade, Ann Rolfe, says the State Department of Environmental Quality failed to show up at the scene until it was too late to assess the threat to public health. She cites a report by the Inspector General of the EPA released in December, which says Louisiana has the lowest water and air quality enforcement activities of any state in the region.
Clearly, they're not up for the job. There's a culture of protecting industry, so let's have the federal government come in.
Rolfe says the emergency warning systems are ineffective and endangering the lives of those in urban areas. For NPR News, I'm Tegan Wendland in Baton Rouge.
Disco singing legend Donna Summer died of cancer today in Naples, Florida. She was 63. Summer gained fame in the early days of disco music and made a string of number one hits, including Last Dance and Bad Girl. She won 5 Grammys in 4 music categories and remained popular even as disco faded. This is NPR News.